We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Doc Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Richardson, another open three. Good.
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are packed.
Champions and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
What a good day to be a Duck. We've got a kickoff time, we've got a brand new uniform, we've got a drafted Duck, and we have a women's basketball schedule all in the span of a 24-hour period. What happened since we got off the air yesterday? It is Athletic Director Thursday as well, brought to you by Pepsi. Lisa Peterson, Deputy Athletic Director, will be with us in just a moment because we're going to talk about that women's basketball schedule, adhering to the latest safety guidelines from the state, from the county, to make sure that we do this safely and do this right. Let's begin with a kickoff time. That's right. ESPN2, 12:30 for the Ducks and the Bruins. That means a 10:30 pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network. You won't want to miss it at Autzen Stadium. Today, Coach Cristobal has also been named to the Dodd midseason watch list for the National Coach of the Year. I think he deserves that. And the special uniforms that the Ducks will don. We've been teasing them all week long. And now you got to see them in full force. If you were on social media earlier today, or if you're watching the show today, then you're going to see them as well. Celebrating the Polynesian culture, including family, unity, and a Voyager spirit. It's called the Ohana Collection. If anybody didn't think of Lilo and Stitch when we said that, then you've been missing out on one of the greatest moments that you're ever about to hear in Duck Insider history. And Lisa Peterson's going to hear me do this, and I think she's going to laugh. Because I drew a really, really good Stitch voice. Ohana means family.
Yes, Joey Mack!
So, everybody, we can celebrate this connection between Oregon and Hawaii and the Polynesian culture. That's what these uniforms are all about. A tip of the cap to Joe Salovea and Alex Mirabal, assistant coaches for the Ducks. That's where this all started. And then Nike, help from a former Oregon wide receiver in Daryl Hawkins, designed the uniforms with black as the base color. And that's a nod to the volcanic rock on the Pacific Islands. And then we're calling it Action Green, representing the resilient vegetation that grows among that volcanic rock. Just so many details. We'll continue to talk about it and show them to you because they're just absolutely outstanding. Meanwhile, on the Oregon basketball side of things, Peyton Pritchard, number 26 to the Celtics. He still gets to wear green, which means he can keep all of his old Oregon gear, like he probably wasn't going to get rid of it anyway. But he can keep all of his old Oregon gear, and it's still going to match the current uniform for the Celtics. The sixth Duck in the last 4 years selected in the NBA draft. Those of you who are watching the show, well, you're going to see his reaction and hear his reaction right now.
With the 26th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Peyton.
Just such a cool moment. Peyton Pritchard, his selection yesterday, also made Oregon the only college in the country with the first round picks in the 2020 NBA, NFL, and WNBA drafts. I told you it was a great day to be a Duck. And Oregon now just one of eight programs nationally that has produced six or more NBA draft picks over the last four seasons. That's Dane Altman and his staff. Congratulations to Peyton Pritchard. A lot of Duck fans, I think, are going to be watching Celtics games this year. And I'll certainly be one of those people. Just some outstanding stuff. And real quick, before we talk to Lisa Peterson and talk a little women's basketball with their schedule, this was just a cool moment captured at Peyton's house in Westland when Coach Altman and him talked after he got picked last night.
Hey, Boston Celtic.
Yeah, oh, I got the heads up a couple minutes before the pick on TV. I sent Josh a thumbs up signal. And,
Man, I don't even know how to feel right now.
Well, you ought to feel great, man. You bet on yourself and you won. So,
a lot of hard work.
They really want you. Man, I talked to Brad Stevens yesterday for a long time. He really wants you. So,
it's a lot of hard work, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Great.
Thank you, Coach. I love you.
You'll be great. No doubt in my mind, you'll be great.
Thank you. I love you.
That's just so cool. You bet on yourself and you won. What a line from Coach Altman. That's like straight out of a movie. I want to run through a wall for that man right now. Peyton Pritchard, congratulations. A first-round pick. The Ducks have a first-round pick in the NBA, WNBA, and NFL drafts this year. What a great day to be a Duck. We also have a women's basketball schedule for non-conference and for Pac-12 dates. The Ducks will open up on November 28th against Seattle U on the road at Portland 2 days later, and then Portland State back at Matthew Knight Arena on December 8th. And the entire men's and women's basketball schedule is now getting finalized. The women have their dates, and the full schedule is available on goducks.com. Okay. Well, I told Lisa that it would be about 4 to 5 minutes. I think that was about 6 minutes. So now we turn our attention to Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Lisa Peterson is our guest. She also has informed us that she has to be out by 1:30. She has a very important meeting that she cannot be late for. I told her we would have her done by 1:27. So, Lisa, it's time for Rapid Fire. How are you?
Well, I'm good. But Joey, you made me cry or get emotional, not cry, during that. I got goosebumps when you talked about, you know, first round draft picks in all three sports. And I think my new favorite color is action green. So
right.
You're right. It is a great day to be a Duck.
Action green. How was my Ohana family?
I wasn't sure if we should talk about that. No, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Wow.
I never watched Lolo and Stitch. You have to remember how old I am.
No!
So I Sorry.
Flag on the play.
It was amazing, Joey. I don't think you ever want me to lie to you, though.
No, I don't. I just want you to know, even as an adult, just go watch it.
I will.
You know?
I will.
But in all seriousness, thank you. But in all seriousness, Lisa, I mean, I think it's so cool that we work at a place where culture and family like that can be celebrated, and doing it through a uniform and just a lot of the ideals of the Polynesian culture that are so near and dear to a lot of our hearts with family, culture, and those sorts of things. It's just so cool to be able to celebrate that in such an amazing way, like through a football uniform. I mean, where else can you do something like this?
No, it's absolutely incredible. And I think that, you know, what we hear a lot of times is the reason student athletes come to Oregon is because of that family atmosphere, and it's something that we're really proud of. And so to be able to do it in that way, and then for Darryl Hawkins to be involved in that, I mean, we always talk about all the time about pro ducks. He's definitely a pro duck, and so cool. So, you know, when he's doing those things, yes, it might be his job, but you know that there is a lot of passion behind that, and he's so good at what he does.
Oh, he's amazing. In fact, the O that is on Richard's chest still, the 50th or 20th anniversary, it's probably going to go for another 50-something years, that's for sure. The 20th anniversary of the O with the Otzen Hayward design, he helped show off this collection when we had him up here about a year ago now. I mean, just it's amazingly cool to see those pro ducks. I love that, Lisa, like you said. All right, so how are things going? I mean, since we last talked, like, nothing's happened, so I don't really have a lot of questions to ask you. I guess for game one, Lisa, as we now prepare for basketball and game one for football, you've been heavily involved in making sure that the guidelines are safe and that everybody's adhering to them. How did it go over the last few weeks? And as you gear up for basketball, how are things looking this season?
So I will say that the first game against Stanford went amazing. Like, I know that a lot of it was an adjustment period for a lot of folks, and things that they're used to being able to do, they're not able to do. But from our standpoint, and actually we had a member of Lane County Public Health in attendance. They were so grateful for everything that we had done. Our signage was great. People followed the protocols. They kept the masks on. They stayed the distance. You know, if they were allowed to eat, they ate outside. It went really, really well, which is what we needed to do for us to get approval for, you know, this weekend. So very grateful to everybody. I know that, you know, it's been talked about that there's that Pac-12, you know, wearing your masks and all that stuff. And our sideline has been amazing, especially when you watch other programs across the country. I don't know that everybody could say that. So very proud of everything that we have done. As far as basketball goes, it's a little bit harder because it's indoors. And so the things that, you know, one of the things that works so well in football is in the press box, all of the windows are open.
Right.
And so, you know, you've got your winter clothes and things like that. And we don't have the ability to do that inside. So it's going to be a little bit different. We're still waiting to make sure that what we've got in place is good. Again, the public health official went through with us and really helped us identify some different things. But feel really good about all that and just can't believe that it's starting next Wednesday.
I can't either. I was doing research on Eastern Washington this week as the Ducks get ready to play Eastern Washington men's basketball on Wednesday. So I'm right there with you. I fully expected there to be a retractable roof at Matthew Knight Arena. I don't know what you're talking about, Lisa.
Yeah, it's in the works, Joe. I just wasn't sure that we could get it done in time.
Okay, all right. Capital projects, right? Capital
exactly.
projects. You haven't exactly. been involved in any of those. I don't know why I'm asking you that question.
Exactly.
You know, I have gotten this question a couple times now from fans, Lisa, with the state of Oregon and this new two-week freeze. How does that change things? Does it change things for you guys as you prepare these safety guidelines for events?
So as far as the actual event, it doesn't. If you saw the freeze, it had that car up out for D1 athletic events, and so that was very helpful to us. You know, the one thing that is applicable to everybody is those gatherings, because they know that gatherings are what really help with the spread and something that we don't want to have happen. So the six and two families or two households is how they categorize it. That's something that we have shared with our coaches and student athletes and staff to make sure that we are doing that. And, you know, we've been really diligent about the meals anyway. The only time that we are even doing that is pregame, and that's after they've been tested. And so because of our protocols with that, we are able to continue doing that. But outside of that, nothing else has really changed, because we were pretty strict, if you're, you know, in all honesty, with all the protocols that we have in place. So fortunately, we're in a good spot right now. But as a community, we really, really, really need to pay attention. I know everybody is tired of all of this. But if we're not paying attention, we're not wearing our masks, we're not washing our hands, we're not staying 6 feet apart. I mean, you know, everything could get shut down, and it has nothing to do with athletics. And
right.
So, yes. Good call, Joey. Very proud of you.
It's bigger than sports. You know, we live in our bubble, and I like to have fun on the show, but I'm very aware that this is much bigger than sports as we sit here and talk about how this affects the Ducks. Well, it's more than just the Ducks in sports too, right, Lisa? I mean, there's mental health of student-athletes, of coaches. We've had a couple coaches on that have talked about that. I know that's very important as you guys all think about this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. And we understand that from the surveys that have happened, I mean, everybody who's on Zoom gets tired of Zoom. You know, the Zoom fatigue is real. And their sport is the one thing that has been that break from all of that, and being able to practice and being able to do, you know, the different stuff, even if it is in a mask and it is distant, they are out there with their team. And just the positive benefit in all of that. So they really understand, you know, what it is that they're doing all of this for, as well as keeping our community safe. So, it's definitely a mental health thing. I mean, I'm sure that you had the same feelings being locked in your house and before you were able to come into the studio. You know, just it really is different when, whether you choose to do it or not, when you don't have a choice. And I think that that's kind of where we all are. So just hopeful that we can lock it down and we can figure it all out so that soon we don't have to.
I never thought I'd miss a studio that is as cold as an icebox and has no windows.
Exactly. And now it's your favorite place, isn't it?
Really is. I totally understand why my dog loves to go on walks. It's the truth.
I don't do pets, so I never thought of that.
Well, yeah, I got two.
I like the haircut. I just want to make sure that gets mentioned. It looks really good.
Thank you. Are you in the what I will say feels like a vocal minority but might actually be the majority that I should have kept the long hair?
No.
Okay, good. That's one. That makes one guest who was like, oh, you got rid of it. I don't like. Yeah, those of you who are watching the show are seeing them before and after now. You know, I will say.
Oh, that's perfect. It's kind of like Justin Herbert. I mean, yours didn't make national news, like his, of course. But
no.
I think Justin looks great with the haircut.
Yeah, you know, I think that Coach Feld probably would have cut it well, too. You know, strength and conditioning coach for the Chargers who cut his hair. So I feel like Coach Feld could have done a nice job. But, yeah, you know, I'd like to think, you know, that Justin did cut his hair, Lisa, just a couple days after I did. So,
I mean, maybe you were influential, Joey.
It could be. Could be. Herb's probably like, no. Absolutely not. All right, I got to get a quick time out, Lisa, and then we're going to come back, talk about women's basketball as the scheduling and what fans should know, just a couple other highlights to hit on. So stick with us. It's Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi, locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Lisa Peterson, kind enough to take some time out of her busy schedule. We'll continue our chat with her next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're inside the Country Financial Studio. Lisa Peterson, Deputy Athletic Director, joining us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. It is Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi. Lisa's just checking off all of the sponsorship boxes for us today, apparently. But I'm noticing that in her version of her studio, it's still just a gray wall.
It's white, Joe. Well, it's off-white. Yeah. It's my spare bedroom that I turn the desk around just to make sure that, you know, there wasn't anything that people could go, oh, I see that you have that. Oh, I see that you have that. Just ensured that there was none of that.
I thought last time we talked, we agreed that we needed to get you some, like, duck decoration.
I think we did. You know, a couple things probably came up in between
just
that
a few.
Both of us failed. So, you know.
Just a few.
Maybe next time. No promises.
Yeah. Hey, what's an average calendar day for you? Like, how many blocks of time are, like, committed to on an average day on your calendar these days?
Well, you know, it's funny. My nieces that are, they moved, you know, from Nebraska to Arizona, they ask me that, we still Snapchat with each other. I hear that's going away because of all of the Southern stuff, but they always ask me, okay, how many Zoom calls do you have today? Because they think it's funny. I probably average 7 a day. So probably, you know, somewhere between 6 and 7 hours a day of Zoom calls.
When do you answer emails? During Zoom calls.
Well, yeah. Way to go, Joe. You just called me out on your radio show, so now everybody will know.
I answer emails while I'm on the air. I do it all the time.
Right. Exactly. It's just, it's longer days, you know, you figure it out. But, I definitely average, between 6 and 7 hours a day, for sure.
Well, thank you for what you do, in all seriousness. Every coach that we have on, I don't even have to ask them about you, and they bring you up with your leadership. So I hope that you know that. I hope that you know that. Women's basketball season is rapidly approaching. We just talked to you about the non-conference schedule a little while ago. Lisa, I mean, just it's been a Tetris game and a puzzle to figure out this schedule, hasn't it?
To say the least, because as you know, the NCAA came out with guidelines as to what the testing has to be to compete in basketball in D1, right? And then what the Pac-12 did is they added another test on top of that. And so just with the finances around all of that, it really limits your pool. And then in all honesty, when it comes to non-conference games, you really want to limit the travel because of the risk, right? And you don't want to be in a situation where you're dropping players or having to pause the season, you know, because of non-conference.
Right.
And fortunately, the Pac-12 is really lucky to be able to do that because of the strength of the Pac-12 conference. You know, we don't need those games as RPI games. Well, and as an FYI, Joey, the women's basketball is moving to the net. So we're going to get to talk about that during the season. But we don't need the non-conference opponents to be able to help our teams get into a tournament, playing against each other. Is already that built-in benefit. So, yes, to say that it's been challenging, and let's be honest, given the state restrictions, we're not still sure about Portland and Portland State. Hopefully all of that works out and we're fine, but it's been a challenge. I think that, you know, and Coach Graves was a leading charge in it. Playing 22 conference games is definitely to our benefit. I think we talked about it last time I was on here. But especially now that people are going through it, just the benefit that it is huge.
Yeah, I love the amount of games that you can control. Control what you can control, right? Every coach says that right now, and it feels like that is the best way to do it. I should note that Lisa is on the Women's Basketball Selection Committee, which means she's, in addition to watching a bunch of Zoom calls, she's also going to be watching a bunch of basketball games. So
I am.
You gearing up for that?
I learned about Synergy. Do you know Synergy?
Yeah, coaches use it for film.
Well, now I will be able. I've been told that I will be able to watch a 2-hour game in about 40 minutes. So that gets me really excited.
Good, efficiency, efficiency.
Exactly.
So can you take fans inside that process? Just like the Cliff Notes version, because I know we could talk to you about it for about 5 hours, or well, maybe with Synergy we could do it in like 40 minutes. But
there you go.
How many? I mean, so what? You're gearing up for that now. What does it look like being on that committee?
So we are each, all the committee members, except for the chair, are given different leagues that they have to monitor. And you have some that you are the primary, and then you have some that you're the secondary. So in total, I have 7 different leagues that that I am working with. And we've already done introductory calls for the 7, just to, you know, again, introduce yourself, kind of tell them what we're looking for. And normally you do those once a month with the conference. And because of COVID and our unique situation, we're doing twice as many this year, just to make sure that everybody is up to speed, you know, as to what's going on. And it's also, because you can watch a game, but you might not know why, you know, Sedona Prince isn't playing, and it's because Sedona, you know, had COVID or is out or whatever the case is, right? So being able to have those kind of details instead of just seeing what's happening in the game is going to be beneficial when you're making all of those choices. So it's like the volleyball committee times 10 is what I would say. Just especially in a year where you have to watch the games because there isn't a lot of non-conference competitions. And the net, even though it is the first year of using that, I don't think that the women's basketball committee is going to have the full tool just because of the lack of non-conference games. So you really do have to watch the games and not just rely on statistics. So it puts a lot of onus on us, but it's also, I mean, you know, I like basketball. So just like volleyball, I'm really excited about it. And there's an incredible group of professionals with athletic directors and, you know, senior leaders across the different institutions in the country, and just really excited to have the opportunity. I feel fortunate.
So, though, I wish you the best of luck. I know it's going to be tough, especially in this year, to just weight all the different factors. You know, this is probably going to be the most – I mean, you're smiling because I think you know what I'm about to say, but this has to be the most difficult year to ever select a field, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we're not going to get it right. They never do. But it will be really challenging. But, again, it's stuff that I look forward to. Like that's the, you know, the exciting stuff. And that's why you just got to do your homework. And this group is really committed to doing that. And so I feel really confident.
Coach Graves also has something up his sleeve. I understand that you're going to be able to break some news for us right now.
I am. And, I didn't get the okay from him. I got it from others. So we'll see how he feels about this. I'm hoping he's in practice right now and he doesn't hear it. But no, you know, the one thing that we've always said about Coach Graves, and Joey, I don't know if you were there at his opening press conference, but Kelly just has this knack, right? Of he wants to share. He's an open book. There's no filter. Like he really just lets people in, right? And that's one of the best things about him. He's also willing to do whatever it takes to bring his team to the fans. And I think that if he could coach as well as do communication/marketing, I think he would do both. Mm-hmm. But no, he came up with this idea of where he wants to do a webinar because we have so many new people, where you get to meet the team. And my understanding is it's planned for 5:30 tomorrow night. I'm assuming that there's going to be information that goes out through all the various channels that we have. I have no doubt that it's going to be entertaining. My understanding is he is the one that is asking the questions of the student athletes. So, it's got to be a must see, a must watch. What do we say in TV? A must watch, must see,
must everything.
Okay, so
it's a must.
Yeah, it'll be a really great way to get to meet this group. And I'll tell you, I've been fortunate enough to have been, you know, at some of their practices and especially a couple of the scrimmages that they've had. And we are 1,000% going to miss, you know, Satu and Sabrina and Ruthie. But this group is really exciting to watch. Yeah. They're really exciting to watch.
Looking forward to it. It's right around the corner. Right around the corner. Basketball is here, ladies and gentlemen. Full women's schedule. Not all the times selected yet, but the dates are available on GoDucks.com. I know a lot of people have been asking. You can start to plan your days based around that women's basketball schedule. Lisa, anything else that you want to highlight?
I just want to make sure to say one thank you to all of our student athletes and staff who have really done a really good job with the protocols. What I will say is I know that our community is not in a good place and our state is not in a good place, but I feel like the folks that have been around Oregon Athletics have done a really good job in trying to do this. And so just, again, you can never say it enough. Please wear a face covering. Please stay 6 feet apart. You know, please follow all of the guidelines so that we really can continue to do this, but more importantly, so that we can all, you know, stay safe and healthy.
Lisa Peterson, Deputy Athletic Director, kind enough to join us for Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Lisa, thank you for what you do. Good luck the rest of the way. Also, I want you to know that it is 1:27.
I knew you were going to say that, Joey. You're the best. I look forward to next time.
All right.
And hey, happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited that I don't get to host anybody for Thanksgiving. More turkey for me.
Exactly. For those of us that like our alone time, we get to use COVID as the excuse, right?
Something like that. I'm looking for all the silver linings that I can find, Lisa. Thank you for your time, though. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great one.
Yeah, I bought our turkey, locally farmed, because that's the way I operate. It's going to be somewhere – I'm picking it up Sunday. Very excited. Somewhere between 18 and 22 pounds, and it's just for myself and my wife and the dog.
The dog's
going to help. I mean, but yeah, there you go. That's a lot of information and a lot of cool things going on around Oregon Athletics today. So when we come back, a quick timeout, and let's hear a little bit from Dana Altman when we return. Talk a little Oregon basketball after Peyton Pritchard got drafted last night, and the Ducks are 6 days away from their opener as Dana Altman met with the media today. Quick timeout, come back. Dana Altman with us next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar presents an original that's now maybe even better. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar with the same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Same refreshing taste as the original, but with zero sugar. Mary had a bottle of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Let's taste was as good as the original, maybe even better.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. As good as the original, maybe even better.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I just want everybody to know that I got a message from Mike that he was one of those in the minority majority. Long hair. Apparently it should have stuck around. I'm just saying. Welcome you back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. We heard from Dana Altman a little bit earlier today. He talked to the media 6 days away from the Ducks opener against Eastern Washington. We'll have the call for you right here on the Oregon Sports Network. And Dana Altman talked to the media about that. And also, Peyton Pritchard getting drafted. Jumping in, talking about what it's like to see a four-year starter getting picked.
Well, really excited for Peyton. This is, something he's dreamt about for a long time. And, you're happy for any of your players to get the opportunity to pursue their dream. And like I said, he's worked on this a long time. I'm really happy for him.
Dana, when you were hearing from NBA scouts and they were asking you about Peyton, what were some of the questions they were asking you about him?
Well, most scouts, the first question they talk about is, how he is to work with. They all see our games. They know his athleticism. They know his ability to shoot the ball. Most of the questions revolve around, the type of person he is and how he is to work with and how does he respond to his teammates. Those guys are all smart enough to figure out the physical capabilities of a young man. They want to know about competitiveness and toughness and durability and, again, how easy is he to work with and things like that. So, the scouts, the GMs, the coaches that I was able to talk with, they really respected Peyton as a player, his work ethic, the big shots that he hit. So didn't have to do much selling because they all really liked him, you know, and it was easy from our vantage point to give him a great recommendation. He's in the gym all the time. He worked hard. He's really competitive. Didn't miss any games, didn't miss many practices. So, you know, a lot of positives there and really happy for him.
Hey, Coach, when Peyton was talking last night, he talked about how in his time with you and the Oregon staff, you really pushed him hard. And obviously you're going to push all your players hard. But was there something you identified with Peyton as someone who you knew you could push maybe a little harder because of the way he is in practice and the way his personality is?
Well, you try to gauge that with each individual, and you talk to him about it. You know, I want to get along with the guys. You know, it's not a dictatorship. It's a partnership. You know, I'm working with the guys to try to help them be their best. And so, you know, I talk to players about where do you want to be? And here's what I believe you have to do to get there. And, you know, some guys, you know, want to be pushed, and, you know, other guys say they want to, but then when you push them a little bit, they don't like it too much. So, you know, it's not an exact science, and no relationship is. And you just do your best to work with the guys. We have such a long season too, that it, you know, it's really important, you know, that you get along with the players. You know, we got a 6-month season. You know, if they every day come to practice going, I don't want to be around that guy, you know, and our sport's different because the contact is with me every day. You know, they have contact with the assistants every day also, but, you know, they have contact with me every day. And so it's different than a football team that has 100 guys. And, you know, the relationships are different with a basketball team. And so to answer your question, Peyton was easy to work with. He was easy to push because he liked it. You know, he listened when I, you know, barked at him. He listened when I talked to him. You know, he wanted to be a better player. And, you know, there was a trust factor there being together so long, you know, that, and he saw me work with Dylan and Tyler and Jordan that first year, which, you know, and he saw it work out for them. That always helps. You know, when you have other players showing, you know, the toughness and, you know, wanting to be coached and wanting to be pushed, you know, then it, you see how it works. And so I think he had the advantage there of being with a really good group his freshman year. And then, man, we really relied on him sophomore through his senior year to, you know, kind of be a guy that we could depend on.
Dana, was there a specific moment that stuck out to you or time in Peyton's career at Oregon that you told yourself, okay, like this guy's going to be an NBA player?
You know, not really. You know, I saw the development, you couldn't say, okay, his freshman year, he's going to be an NBA player. You know, he was a nice player, but you just don't know how guys are going to progress. And then a year ago, you know, he had options to, you know, Phoenix wanted him to sign a 2-way contract. I know Utah had talked to him about a 2-way contract. So he had options at the end of his junior year, you know, to go. So by then, you know, we knew that he was an NBA type player. But this year, man, he elevated his game so much. You know, part of it with guys around him, but his confidence level and everything kind of went to a different level this year. So, you know, as the season progressed, there was no doubt in my mind, you know, because he could shoot it and spread the floor, and his range had improved. He wasn't going to turn it over for an NBA team, and he tries to guard his position. And that's what's going to get his foot in the door as a backup point guard and move him through the league, is the fact that he can do all three. He can space the floor. He's with Boston. He's got Tatum and a lot of talented guys he can get the ball to, and he won't turn it over. And then he'll guard. He'll try to guard his position. You know, it's one of the toughest positions in all of sports to guard, is that point guard, because you can't hand check. You know, they've made that free-flowing game so much in the NBA, you can't use your hands. And so he's going to have his work cut out for him guarding some of those guys, but he'll try to guard. He's a competitive young man. And, you know, it was easy to see he could do that. So, you know, I don't know what point in time I knew that, but I knew after his junior year that there were a lot of teams trying to get him to sign two-way contracts. And I'm sure glad that, you know, his family was able to let him stay in school. And that's, you know, a big plus. You know, financially, his family's okay. So he was able to stay in school and try to get in the first round. You know, some young men, you know, might not have that luxury. So Peyton's really fortunate. He's got a great family that, you know, was behind him all the way. And financially, he could afford to stay that last year.
Coach, I was wondering, who do you have on this current roster that you've been seeing that can replace some of the talent and what Peyton brought to the table? Who do you have now that you're going to rely on to bring some of that?
Well, I think it'll be a group of guys. Will Richardson, first of all, you know, Will's back for his junior year and made a tremendous leap from his freshman to sophomore year. So I think Will's going to give us some of that. Amari Hardy, who we brought in from UNLV, I like his early practices. Jalen Terry, a freshman from Michigan, is going to be a good player for us. He's nursing a sprained ankle right now and is out for a while. But, you know, I think those guys, and then Chris Duarte, I think will hit some big shots for us. His second year with us, I think, will be a big jump. I like Eric Williams, you know, hitting some big shots. So, you know, I think there are a number of players at the guard position that can help us. And I hope to be a little bit more balanced this year than we were a year ago, depending on Peyton hit so many big shots. You know, and I think Eugene and Dante back, Chandler back, Luke Orr back, you know, we've got some options down low too.
Danny, you've touched on this a bit already, but I'll go to a specific instance. I'll jog your memory here, and it's unfortunately not a particularly good one, but on the LA trip a year and a half ago, it starts off with a ugly offensive performance at SC, and then obviously UCLA was the second half debacle in terms of how much they scored. But amidst that, he's coming off a five-point game, and the postseason's looking ugly. And obviously you guys catch red-hot fire, and ever since then, he totally changes his career trajectory. At that point, in the midst of that LA trip, are you thinking you have an NBA player? Because what he did shooting percentage-wise this past season, everything is just – when he picked up his three-point shooting, like 15 points or something, it's outlandish kind of what he was able to accomplish in a year's time.
Well, you know, it shows, you know, the course of a season and what players, you know, just continually being able to grind a season out, what can happen. And, you know, we've talked about it before, James, but I think it shows the trust factor that the team, you know, stayed with the coaches and the coaches stayed with the team, and we were able to turn that around and, you know, and get things going. And Peyton was a huge part of that. You know, he played really well down the stretch, and you know, we went with the big lineup, and he had the ball in his hands a little bit more and created a lot of things. It was a, you know, a testament to him and the rest of the team, you know, on the ability, their competitiveness and their ability to get things turned around. And because of that, it'll always, you know, be a good memory. You brought up the bad memories. You know, we weren't playing worth the darn. And UCLA USC games were awful, and we had some awful games before that. But I sure was proud of the team for sticking with it, showing the competitiveness, and grinding out a season and turning it around. And you're right, Peyton took off from that. You know, the confidence. Probably hit an all-time high, you know, in the conference tournament and then the NCAA tournament. And with so much emphasis on that, that's where I think the NBA teams, you know, start talking about a two-way contract for him, you know, because he played so well in the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. I think that's where teams really start talking about the two ways and saying, you know, we get this guy in our organization now, and work with him a couple years and see what happens. And fortunately for us, Peyton made the decision to come back and give us another year and try to get into that first round.
Great stuff talking about Peyton Pritchard. What a day to celebrate his career and going 26 overall to the Boston Celtics. And this has been so cool. So many people have talked about this. Danny Ainge, Eugene guy, GM, former Celtics point guard. He drafts him. I mean, I've seen so many comments from him saying, oh, I've had my eye on Peyton for a while now. I mean, that's just so cool. Seeing that sort of connection, that's awesome. Going to get a quick timeout. We'll come back, switch gears, talk a little bit of football, and also get you ready for what's going to be an interesting show tomorrow because I'm in last place in picks. It's not good. Back on Duck Insider. Going to hear a little bit from the defense after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a country financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
All it takes is one drop to make a wave. One beat to inspire a track. One spark to get creativity flowing. With every drop, Life Water refreshes your mind and restores your body. Purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Designed with original works of art on every bottle. Let us be your source of inspiration. Life Water, the feel-good water.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. 12:30 kickoff coming up on Saturday. Ducks and Bruins with UCLA coming to town, and Oregon celebrating the Polynesian heritage with the Ohana Collection. You can read more about it. Rob Mosley put together some of the details on GoDucks.com if you missed our conversation about it earlier. Awesome stuff, celebrating that Polynesian connection here at the University of Oregon. And a lot of those values that are espoused by coaches all throughout the athletic department, but definitely from Coach Cristobal and his staff. A big reason why Ducks, in partnership with Nike, celebrating the way that they are. Verone McKinley, he talked to the media earlier this week, and he's a guy who, look, is very, very intelligent, the quarterback of the defense playing free safety. Missed the first half against Washington State with that targeting suspension. Now he's back, but either Ducks are going to be without Nick Pickett in the secondary. Verone McKinley talking about that. And how do you slow down this UCLA offensive attack, Verone McKinley?
One of the big disconnects on this defense last year was you guys would create unbelievably positive situations in third and long and then allowed an unbelievably high rate of success on third and long. Obviously, Coach Avalos installed the dime package, and the results have been unbelievable so far. What do you think the key to that has been? Has it been the additional defensive back? Has it been Andrew Faliu getting in there in the role that he's in that position? Is it Brandon Dorlis in the role he plays in that package? What is it that has allowed you guys to go from a situation that wasn't as good to a situation that's phenomenal?
We emphasize situational awareness, so that's probably the first thing. And then just being able to play with different personnel, being able to have guys that can cover and bring in another DB, or we have guys like Andrew Faulkner that can do both. He can cover, he can still stop the run with those draw plays that a lot of teams have been trying on us. So just having a lot of guys and making sure that everybody's aware of the situation and where we need to get to, that's something we've emphasized throughout the offseason as well, and even back in the winter and spring. So I feel like that's probably why it's been improved.
Rona, I was just wondering, you know, sitting out that first half had to be very difficult. How did you cope with that, and what was it like for you?
Well, for me, I wanted to stay involved. So I was on the sideline. I was coaching every single snap, making sure that everybody was on the same page. Every time they came to the sideline, what do you see? What do we need to improve? What I feel we should do better? And just trying to be a helping hand. I couldn't go in the game myself, so at least using my mind to help other guys on the field would help us be successful.
Yeah, Vron, what have you seen, and what are the keys in stopping a quarterback like DTR? Seems like he's proficient through the air, but he also can run the football, running for over 100 yards last week.
Well, with the dual threat quarterback, you know, you got to stop the run and the pass. But for us, it's going to take everybody. The D-line's going to have to be able to kind of close that pocket in on him. And then as coverage, we have to stick to the guys like glue. We got to make sure we're tight on them and just make sure we do our job. We as long as we do our job, I don't think anybody can mess with us.
Following up on what you said a second ago about watching from the sidelines, what did you see in that first half from the players that both filled in from you, but just defensive backfield, as a whole?
Just, you know, everybody was flying around. There's some things like we could have done better, of course, and that's just football. I mean, we got to communicate. We got to make sure we hit our landmarks and just know what they're trying to attack, especially with a team like Washington State and them being a run and shoot team. They're trying to attack certain areas. So we have to know those areas that they're trying to attack and make sure that we lock it down.
Vron, targeting is such a tricky call. I mean, the one on you could have easily not been called. You know, the one on Nick could have easily not been called. But what do you learn from situations like that where you get called on something? Like, what can you learn from that?
Don't change the way you play, but just make sure that your target zone is a little bit lower. It's tough. You know, we're just trying to make plays. You're trying to fly around and just get to the ball, but just kind of being aware of that call and not trying to be soft, not shying away from contact or anything, but just trying to lower and really hit through those numbers, especially with guys ducking their head and things. That's always a situation. So just trying to go through that strike zone. That's all.
Vron, we just spoke with Bennett a second ago, and he's been thrust into this, played a lot of different positions for you guys so far, and probably maybe a little more snaps than some would have expected. Kind of what have you seen from him and the progress you've seen him from, I guess, just enrolling not that long ago?
He's a true football player. Bennett's instincts are something that really shine, and that he's going to find his way to the ball. He does a good job of tackling. He does a good job of blitzing. He can cover. So being able to kind of be another guy that's versatile in the secondary just helps us all.
What have you seen from Jamal now that we've seen in a couple of games, Ron? In the first game, I know he was targeted a good number of times, but I'm not sure how many completions he allowed against Stanford. Not many. And this past weekend, even the ones he allowed, some were really short. One was a really low probability throw, I know. So just what have you seen from him now that we've had a couple of games?
Jamal's getting comfortable. He's getting comfortable, and he's growing, and he's just soaking everything into being a sponge. That's really – I talk to him a lot, especially being in the field side. We are always on the same page and just, you know, helping him grow, making sure that he's seeing the same things I see and that we're growing together. We're both in this together. I literally told him that yesterday. I was like, we're in this together. So he's done a great job. He's really been hard on himself, I would say, just making sure that his coverage is right, this technique looks right, making sure his feet are good. So – He's doing a great job of covering the details and just getting better. And he's getting comfortable. It's the second game he played where he's really the starter and he's played all those snaps and he's looked great.
Vron, UCLA loves to throw to their running back out of the backfield. They love throwing to their tight end. How does that add challenges for you guys in the defensive backfield?
I wouldn't say challenges. I would just say it's something that we got to make sure we harp in on. Our running backs in practice get out of the backfield all the time and go and run routes. So we know we got to cover everybody. They have some talented guys over at UCLA that can really run routes out of the backfield. So we got to make sure that we lock it down.
Rowan, you had the experience of playing at Autzen when it was empty and, you know, a lot quieter than normal. And then again on the road in Pullman. Just compare those two atmospheres and kind of what that experience was like for you in a very different season.
Well, at first, I guess the first game, for a second, it was kind of weird. It was like, whoa, there's nobody out here. But we pride ourselves on bringing our own juice. And I feel like that's something that you've seen in the first game, just throughout the game. And then especially last week we brought our own juice. We kind of were down a little bit in the first half and nobody got down, and we came out the second half with our energy and our juice and the way we know we can play, and that was the end result, was a win. So
they're gonna have to be doing that again against UCLA too. 12:30 kickoff, Ducks with that piped in crowd noise at Autzen Stadium taking on the Bruins at 12:30. 10:30 pregame show for us on the Oregon Sports Network, and we will also have another edition of the Autzen Live pregame show taking a more in-depth look at the special edition uniform celebrating the Polynesian culture that the Ducks will be donning on Saturday. Also, the latest on some cardboard cutouts and live look at warm-ups inside Autzen Stadium. Keep it up to date on the Go Ducks Facebook and on the Go Ducks YouTube as well, where we'll be streaming our Autzen Live pregame show about 45 minutes before kickoff or so, right before lunchtime, right before that pregame meal. Scott Phillips is going to be running around, I think, in sunshining weather. Knock on wood.
It's supposed to be nice.
Knock on wood.
Yes. Well.
But you know what Don Essex says.
What's that? I don't know what he says.
We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Finishing up, Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. We had Lisa Peterson for Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Pepsi. We're getting ready for basketball season, 6 days away from the start of basketball season. The Ducks and Eastern Washington will square off at Matthew Knight Arena. Still figuring all that out, though, to be honest. I mean, look, we are, you know, making sure that everything's going to be as safe as possible, and frankly, that we make sure to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and have your P's and Q's, all the different analogies for English and everything else. Yeah. More details on that to come. Tomorrow, the voice of the Bruins, Josh Lewin, will join us for a full scouting report from the other side, as we'll talk about UCLA. Also, Jerry and Jorgie will join me tomorrow for Picks, brought to you by North Fork Public House. Yeah. The coin is actually in last place. I'm in third place. But the day is young. Kyle's asked if basketball game is televised. Yes, the plan is basketball game will be televised. Absolutely. That is the plan. Best lane. But it's a plan. Pac-12 also announced today that its CEO group has approved the flexibility for Pac-12 universities to schedule non-conference football games. There are some conditions, but the schools now have the possibility to do so. We'll see. And hopefully, they don't need to do that, because all the games can be played. We can hope. What a day. Good day to be a Duck. Congrats again to Peyton Pritchard. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.